Blog Talk Radio.
Rev Tov, yes, sign on Kama Ta. Good evening. Here, Jarastafari Wisma. Wisdom Wednesday, right here. We're at the fourth day of the seven. And we have a Torah reading and feeding, the 49th key to say, Lewata Gizeh, when thou art enter in, when thou become in, when thou enter in. So here for Wisdom Wednesday, first things first, the evening psalms rising up the chant.
Salamta Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here, the evening psalm for the fourth day of the seven, here for the Wednesday, here for Wisdom Wednesday, Psalm 94.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Vengeance is mine, saith Jehovah. So here for the fourth day, the middle of the Shabuah, the middle of the strong, the middle of what's called the week, we have a plea right here for Ivine judgment, the psalm that sharply contrasts the preceding Psalm 93. And the succeeding Psalm 95. So in this Shabuah here, we've been touching on these psalms right here, especially the psalms that are the initiation of the Shabbat time, Psalm 95, the theme, Psalm 93, proclaiming an ideal. And this psalm here, today's daily psalm, the psalm for the middle of the Shabuah, the middle of the seven, the middle of the week, it dwells upon the stark realities that disclose so different a state of things. Far from Jah's sovereignty being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, what do we have? A state of moral chaos that prevails, in which justice is denied to those who need its protection the most. So we call today's evening psalm vengeance, 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 right? To whom vengeance belongs. There's vengeance is mine, saith Jehovah. And here, middle of the Shavuot, we chant this psalm, this Isaiah, Psalm 94. Yes, I, Rastafari. And also, it segues to today's psalm, Psalm 70. A little psalm, but very Talua. It's an adaptation of a Davidic psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, and also linking it with this 49th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong and theme. Yes, I, Chabarim. Here, here, Sister Aisha.
our father's house, there is many mansions. See, love and unity. So we got to live amongst the righteous one is dead. Leave out the wicked one, as I would say. I said take hold of shields of bucklers and stand up for our head. Man, I you to give me for me head. A man, you can go on with the way. A man, you better give me for me head. To read your Bible, give me for me head. To read your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Someone wrong, but it's not your Bible. When you go to your bed and you feel a lot of weight on you, and you take up your Bible and read the Psalm, deliver me from my enemy, O Jah. Give I strength and power to fight against the wicked ones, for they shall never ever overcome my air. Can it say somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible? Someone wrong, but it's not your Bible. I say wicked, remove ya. Iniquity worker, remove. Iniquity worker, remove. Sing it, say that somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Zion is an holy place. So if you want to go to Zion, man, you got to live in love and unity. L-O-V-E, lovers I would say. Girl, let me tell you, say that somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. Oh no. Dreadful eye, have a shanty eye. I and I, Israelite, me say we naughty dread, naughty dread, naughty say. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible, you know. False witness, look, shall dribble away like the smoke, dribble away from my and I nostril. Night and day, they shall be like the leaf that dribble away from out the limbs of the trees. And then it ends up in a place where it don't know where it is. Somebody wrong, but it's not your Bible. And I shall stand and live up to obtain continually, huh? So just say not one of his children shall sit on the sidewalk.
Why, perfect, blessed, Messiah.
Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation, the Avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the I belongs, proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs, let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and tear comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I and I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself.
Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with these which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, evening psalm, the evening psalm right here, Psalm 94. Vengeance is mine, vengeance belongs to he who be who he be. And here, Psalm 94, that call to he who vengeance is belong, yes, I, to avenge I and I wrong. Yes, I. But here for Wisdom Wednesday, we have Psalm 70. Here in this Shabuah, in this sabbatical, we have the 49th sabbatical degree of I and I Torah study. So make it right.
Salam Ta, Beit Haseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study, Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
When you go forth, when you go forward, the implication here entering the land, Bamarinya Belwetah Gizeh. So the first words and the first reasonments here for this 49th degree, here we have 49th, we have five more until we complete this Shana, the sabbatical studies here as a new year coming forward. And this Torah reading and feeding, we have the Canaan, the Canaan conquest, the conquest of the Afro-Canaanite lands, yes, I, as well as Israel, the God King, a theme of the God King, and also the beautiful captive. There's the rules of engagement here for war, for warfare. But here, as this is the middle of the Shabuah, here the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shabuah, right here. Let's get a groundation on this Torah reading and feeding. Yes, Rastafari.
Hebrew first words, Kites A, for this 49th degree of I&I sabbatical study, Kites A, when you go out, when the I, male, goes forth, Kites A, lemilhamma, al, oibeka, when thou goest forth to battle, to battle against al oibeka, against thine enemies, kites a lemilhamma al oibeka, u nitano Yahweh Eloheka bi yadeka wi shabita shibyo. The text here refers to a war other than against the peoples occupying, squatting in the Kanaanu. This is a continuation of the previous sabbatical study and the previous chapter 20, verse 19, Chabarim, dealing with the manner of waging war, which was interrupted. Little interruption, the previous Torah portion reading and feeding, when we went from the rules and the law, the Torah, the directions, the instructions for warfare, the Hebrew, the Hebraic, we could say, the rules of engagement. There was a little interruption, and the interruption was there for the matter, right, concerning the halal, the one slain, the unknown murder vic. A dead body be found, someone slain, the halal, unidentified corpse be found. So that's what's known as the institution of the breaking of the heifer's neck, the institution of breaking the heifer's neck concerning one slain. So that right there interrupted, so to speak, the narrative concerning the Torah, the instruction, the direction for waging war, the Torah of warfare, the law of warfare, the instructions, the directions, the teaching of warfare. So we pick up here with his 49th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, picking up here with chapter, still in chapter 21, but here at 2110, key with the key words, key for Tetzé, key in the sense of when, key Tetzé, when thou, thee, I, male, speaking to call Yisrael, speaking to the B'nai Yisrael, speaking to the fighting mandem of Israel as one man, as one corporate body. This is very important to emphasize. So the when thou is speaking to each of I and I individual, indivisible, dual capacity, but all of us as one. So each son is to take this personally. Kites, a, when the I, when you, when the I, when thou goest forth. Kites, a, lemilhamma, to battle, to war, in the sense of to battle, to the milhamma, lemilhamma, to the milhamma, al oibeka, al oibeka, against thine enemies, al oibeka, u wudnitano, Yahweh loheka, biyadeka, and he who be, who he be, yod, hey, wehe, tetragrammaton, Hashem, thy Elohim, thy source, thy power, thy good, deliverest in the Hebrews give. U netano, Yahweh Eloheka, be yadeka, givest, the Hebrews, givest. U netano. And he giveth, he who be, who he be, thy Elohim giveth, biyadeka, into thy hands, into the eye. So each of I and I hands, the fighting man of Israel. Remember, this is a continuation of chapter 20, the previous chapter from the previous Torah portion reading and feeding from Parashat Shoftim, concerning the Torah of war, of warfare, giving the rules of engagement, the directions, the instructions, the teaching. And this refers, the text here, it refers to a war or an engagement other than against the peoples of the Kana'anu, other nations, you see. So there are specific rules that are given to the seven Canaanitish nations still squatting and occupying Jah people's land. But then there are other nations, other peoples, who are not of these seven. So we have to discern, we have to distinguish between these particular seven nations, when we're speaking of the peoples of Canaan, that the text here is referring to a war and a campaign, other than against the peoples of the Kana'anu, speaking of those seven nations. So we're talking about the Canaanites, and they listed them. So we have these seven. So it's very important for us to study, to shew, I and I ourselves approve, because many of us have heard a lot of hearsay. We've heard about this. Oh, the Canaanites, and oh, how could Jah do this? And that was going against these people, and these are Hamites, and we as so-called black people are supposed to be Hamites. But you see, here's what we study, to shew I and I self approved. Right? We recognize that Afro-Shemitic, when we say Afro-Shemitic, we speak about the Hebrew. The Hebrew is Afro-Shemitic, the royal Amharic, that pure language that he would turn to his people, right? That pure language from the Zephaniah, chapter 3, round about verse 9, prophecy in Zephaniah, right, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. So we look at the royal Amharic, that pure language, the pure language of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Nugusa Negesse, Ethiopia. And it's in the same class of languages, here's the key, right, class of languages as the biblical scriptural Hebrew. So it's about Hebrew. Hebrew is not a pure Shemitic language, it's an Afro-Shemitic language. So when you look it up, look up words, you're doing your studies and you're using the Strong's Concordance and some of the different software, the word software, the blue letter Bible, or the interlinear Bibles, you might come across certain words and they'll say unknown origin or of foreign derivation or derivation. It comes from some foreign, what foreign language? See, it's a perspective. So we have to study to show ourselves approved and get a right perspective. Now we have the Ge'ez. We have the Ethiopic, and in the Ethiopic, we have a pure Shemitic language. Now, here, for the context of what we're speaking about right here, as we are picking up, right, in this sabbatical, right, in this sabbatical study, right, let's just recall for a moment, in the previous Shabuah, the previous seven, the previous strong, what was the previous Shabuah Parsha, the Parsha for the Torah portion reading and feeding for the previous Shabuah, for the previous seven? It was Shoftim, Judges. Moshe, he defined a system of justice. This is Sinai justice system. Why are these Torah portion reading and feeding, especially here, where we're at right here, why is it so important for Sinai to give ear and to hear? Because defining a system of justice. See, the lost sheeple cry out, no justice, no peace. But here's how we turn, look to the east, and how we get justice, we get peace. So Moshe defines the core curriculum, the foundation of Jah's justice system, a system of justice for the Bnei Yisrael, for the Israelites. And also Moshe pointed to the coming Moshiach, the Moshiach who would be the rightful king of Yisrael. Israel's king is Israel's God. So as we study this, we can see the Rastafari Rhema, the right now revelation, that word of prophecy and revelation, the rightful king, even the king of kings. Weep not, behold, lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. So here in this Shabuah, in this seven, in this sabbatical strong, this week's Torah portion reading and feeding, we hear return, right? Moshe is returning us to the immediate concern of the conquest. See, the immediate concern is the conquest of the promised land, the land of promise. So we firstly have the earthly type, right? In the Old Covenant, in the Brit Hashanah, and in the Brit Chadasha, in the Renewed Covenant, the New Covenant, New Testament, we have the heavenly type. Right? So first thing we need to do is to get that natural earthly type. Right? This is what the Moshiach, Yeshua, Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, what he says to I and I. He said, if I show you earthly types, he said to them, if I show you earthly types and you're not able to receive the earthly types, how will you receive the heavenly types? So the first things are natural. The first things are man's best, but it's a natural type. So we learn from the natural type so we can put the application to the spiritual type, right? The spiritual type in that new and that living way that he has consecrated for us, for I and all I as one corporate body, because he is the Rosh, he is the Ras, he is the head, right? He is that King Messiah, right? That Melech HaMoshiach, that Negus Messiah. He is the King Messiah, the rightful King of Yisrael. Israel's King is Israel's God, that manifestation of he who be who he be. So the immediate concern here in this Torah portion reading and feeding, ki teitzei, when you go out. In a sense, it's a sa'ah, netzah, sa'ah, to exodus. When you go out, when you exodus, when you go forth, when you go out, when you go forth, ki teitzei, when you go forth. So the immediate concern is the conquest. The immediate concern is the victory. The hotter the battle, the sweeter ja victory. And to assure victory for I and I and we have to give ear to the direction. So we know Jahweh. We'll know the way. Jahweh, Jah truth, Jah life. Give ear to the direction. Give ear to the instruction. Give ear to the teaching. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. God, we not want no devil's philosophies. The teaching of His Majesty concerning the immediate concern of the conquest, to conquer the Canaan, the conquest of the Canaan. Now, we have the first in the natural type. Here we're looking at the natural type, but there's a beautiful, according to even the metaphysical, right? The Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, look up these words, especially the name words, so we can understand that the promised land in the new covenant sense, or the renewed covenant, the Brit Chadasha, is that state of mind. That state of mind, which says, let this mind be in you. Right? The kingdom of the heavens, the kingdom of the Christ, the messianic, the Messiah's consciousness. Right? He seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Father, Elohim Ha'ab, He seeketh such. So we have in the Torah portion reading and feedings, and especially here, right here, is an object lesson. Right? An object lesson whose fulfillment and perfection of the application is in spirit and in truth in the renewed covenant, in the Brit Chadasha. But getting a basic groundation, right? Getting to basic ground zero, Moshe returns to the immediate concern of the conquest of the Canaan, the conquest of the promised land. And for us in the new and living way, that conquest of the promised land, of the true state of mind, right? That true consciousness, that true state of mind, the true higher heights, the kingdom of the heavens. Now He provides in this Torah portion this provision of a number of specific laws and instructions to be put in effect, to be enforced, to be in effect regarding the civil, or we could say the social life in Yisrael, the social life in the community of Jah people. So the Torah portion, the Kufel, the Parsha, right, the Parsha here, it opens with Ki teitzei lemilchama al oibeka, when you go out, when thou goest forth to war against your enemies. Against your enemies. So once again, recalling that we're continuing what began in the previous Torah portion and in chapter 20 of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, right? And it was broken off at around about verse, I think it was verse 19, right, because of the halal, what is known as the halal. And what is the halal? The halal is the slain, a slain one, someone who is slain, an unidentified corpse, an unknown murder victim, where the victim unknown and who did it is unknown. Right? How will that be reconciled? Now, why is that important? Now, why it's important is because of the innocent bloodshed and how the innocent bloodshed, it defiles the land. The slaying of innocent blood defiles the land in the natural sense, in the spiritual sense, in the inner sense. It defiles the conscience. It defiles the conscience. Remember, the promised land is that state of mind. The promised land is that consciousness, that way of thinking, the kingdom of heaven, right? That way of thinking, the heart and mind. You see, the good news, the gospel, is a heart and a mind campaign. We say it's a spiritual war. We're saying it's a heart and a mind campaign. That's what we mean by this, a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war, right? So we have here is a spiritual war. Now, as we began chapter 21, let's just look at chapter 21 right here. As we began chapter 21, what do we find here in chapter 21, beginning off chapter 21? The slain one, the halal. Now, halal, as a Hebrew word, the halal, it suggests something other than a natural death, someone slain. Right, someone slain. So there'd be found a murder, right? An uncertain murder. How is this expiated? Right, the expiation of an uncertain murder. Right, an unknown murder vic. Because of the defiling of the land, there must be an expiation. Because of the halal, the slain. The slain one, someone who died other than by natural death. So I was murdered. Murderer. Blood is on you, but we don't know who the murderer is. You might not even know who the vic is. But this body is here on the land. And the innocent blood, it defiles the land. Right? The land in the natural. Right, and in the supernatural or the finer things in within, in the spirit, defiles the conscience, the psyche. So we have Numbers chapter 19, verse 16, Numbers chapter 23, verse 24, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52, Ezekiel chapter 26, verse 15, Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 24, and Ezekiel chapter 31, verses 17 to 18, in that connection, right? And whosoever touches the body of someone killed with a sword in the open fields, or the body of someone who died of natural causes, or a human bone, or a grave, will be unclean 7 days, a Shabuah. Will be unclean 7 days. That's Numbers chapter 19, verse 16, and Numbers 23 and 24, more of a paraphrase. Indeed, the people will rise up like a lioness. The people will rise up like a lioness, and like a lion raises himself up. They will not lie down until they eat their prey and drink the blood of the slain. So this connection, this word halal, as you find the word halal in other areas of Torah, as well as Hanabim or Hanavim. That's the Torah there, Numbers chapter 19, verse 16, Numbers chapter 23, verse 24. Then we have Jeremiah 51, 52. And the paraphrase of that right is, yes, but the time that I will certainly come, saith the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, when I will punish her idols throughout her land, the mortally wounded will groan. The who? The halal. The mortally wounded will groan. That's Jeremiah 51, verse 52. We have Ezekiel 26, verse 15. A paraphrase of it is, this is what the sovereign Jehovah, this is what Adonai Yahweh says to Tyre. Oh, how the coastlands will shake at the sound of your fall when the wounded groan. at the massive slaughter, the halal, the massive slaughter in your midst. Ezekiel 30:24, I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and I will place my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Paro, of Pharaoh, and he will groan like the fatally wounded before the king of Babylon. So here, he who be who he be, his divine majesty says, John says, I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and I will place my sword. John says he will place whose sword? His sword in whose hand? In the hand of the king of Babylon. And what is he going to do? He's going to break, but he is going to break the arms of Paro. The arms of Pharaoh will be broken, and he will groan like the fatally wounded before the king of Babylon. So John's going to put his sword, right? John says he places a sword in the hand of the king of Babylon and going to break the arms of Paro, right? Like a fatally wounded. So that idea of a fatally wounded, the halal, just connecting the sense and the idea that we had in the last Aliyah, the final portion of the Aliyah from the previous Torah portion reading, feeding 48, Shofar 10. In chapter 20 of Deuteronomy. So we can see how that was the interruption, right? In other words, the Torah portion reading and feeding on the war laws from the previous sabbatical study was interrupted, right, by another important narrative, which is the institution of breaking of the heifer's neck because of the halal, because of that uncertain, that unknown murder, the unknown murder victim, unaccounted for corpse, right? So we have one more verse from Ezekiel bringing out this idea of the halal, the slain one, the fatally wounded, someone who dies of a cause other than natural, so-called natural causes. Ezekiel chapter 31, verses 17 to 18, those who lived in its shade, its allies among the nations, also went down with it to Sheol, to those killed by the sword. Which of the trees of Eden was like you in majesty and loftiness? You will be brought down with the trees of Eden. The trees of the Aden, the trees of Eden, interesting, that there's the Gulf of Eden in the Horn of Africa region, the Aden, right, the Garden of Aden. Here says, you will be brought down with the trees of Eden to the lower parts of the earth. You will lie among the uncircumcised with those killed by the sword. This is what will happen to Paro, to Pharaoh and all his hordes, declares the sovereign Jehovah, declares Adonai Yahweh. So we have this sense right here, right? And this is also why we have the institution of the breaking of the heifer's neck. But now, here in this Torah portion, reading and feeding, right, we pick up with the continuation, right, the continuation of the war laws in the sense of the aftermath, what occurs in the aftermath, as well as a number of specific laws and instructions that are to be in effect, that are to be enforced regarding the civil, you know, what we call civilians. So we have the judges, the officers, a system of Jah's justice system, We have war laws, the rules of engagement. We have specific laws and instructions to be in effect and in force that regard civil and civilian as citizen life within the community, so that the community shall have justice and peace. The community shall have tzedek and shalom. So the Judaic tried and tradition in this Torah portion reading and feeding right here, the 49th, the Maimed 8, the 49th Torah portion sabbatical study, identifies no less than 74. We have 74 of HaTorah, Jalor's 613 commandments. 74 of the 613, Chavarim, are in this one right here. When you go out, when thou goest forth, ki teis e. 74 of the 613. This is the most in any of all the Torah portions, the most commandments, we say instructions, directions, right, commandments in this particular Torah portion right here, covering a wide variety, assortment of rules and regulations regarding ethical warfare, the ethics and ethical warfare, family life, the family, right, the family unit, the family life, the burial of the deceased, property, concerning property and property laws, concerning the humane treatment also of animals is found in this parsha, in this Torah portion, in Ki Teis A. We also have the fear labor practices concerning labor, also covering economics and labor and exchange. Proper economic transactions. We have proper economic transactions for the people living in the promised land. So there's specific, right, and properly defined proper economics. So we have economics as well. Economics. Proper economic transactions for people who are living in the promised land, for people who are living, right, in that promised state of mind, in that just state of mind. So specific topics that are addressed in this Shabua, in this portion, this study for Shabbat, Ki Teis A, they include the treatment of females captured in war. That's one of the first items right here. The treatment of females captured in war. The legal rights of the firstborn. The case of a rebellious, a bitter son, a rebellious son, and many other subjects that concern Jah law, that concern Judaic law, that concerns I and I of the lion of the tribe of Judah. So there's a general outline of the parsha follows, basically a general outline. Firstly, there's a beautiful captive, the Eshet Yifata Toar, the beautiful captive. There is the inheritance rights of the Bekor, the firstborn. There is the stubborn and rebellious, the stubborn and the rebellious son, the Bain Sorer, U Moreh, the stubborn and the rebellious son. There is the man hanged on a tree, is cursed, so we get this principle, on a tree, exposed, all eight on the tree, right? On the tree, right? Now, this is a very important aspect right here, this particular area of scripture, as it is perfected or fulfilled in the Berit Chadasha and in Adonainu Yeshua HaMoshiach, and also how that connects with the Sanhedrin, the particular connection of a man hanged on a tree is cursed, one of the scenes on the subject study matters in this particular Torah portion, reading and feeding, right? In this Torah portion, reading and feeding. So here connects with the prophetic word from Yeshaya, from Isaiah 53 and 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The correction, or it says, KJV said, the chastisement, the correction of our peace was upon him. And by his wound, we are healed. Wahu, vahu, wahu. Mecholal, mi peshenu. But he was pierced for our transgressions. Wahu, mecholal, mi peshenu. He was wounded for our transgressions. Me avonoteno. He was crushed for our iniquities, our moral corruption, our iniquity, Musa Shelomenu, Alayo, Musa Shelomenu. The correction, the instruction, the discipline, the chastisement, or the correction, the Musa, Shelomenu, Alayo, was upon him. The correction of our peace, the discipline of our peace, of our Shelomenu, Alayo was upon him. And by his wound, ube chevorato, and by his wound, nirpalanu, we are healed. Therefore, I never forget, no way, they crucified Jesus Christ, yes? That's the fourth element right there, man hanged on a tree.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
First reasonings here on the 49th sabbatical study, Ki Tetzei Bewata Gizei. When you go forth, when you go forward. So here, very, very important Torah reading and feeding the 49th degree. I sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, especially concerning the, one of the themes here, the Tzar Balei Chayim, the compassion for animals, for basically what it says, the Hebrew phrase summarizing the teaching here, Tzar Balei Chayim, is the biblical mandate not to cause, quote, pain to any living creature. Did you know that this is what the Torah teaches right here, here, here? And even the connection in this Torah reasoning and feeding of that scene to other Psalms like Psalm 104, Psalm 148, where Ha'el, the power, even the first power and the might of he who ye be, his close identification with the beast of the field or the living creatures, the Chayim, the creatures of the sea, the birds of the air, the sea animals, or we don't have the word animal actually. The word animal doesn't even appear in the Bible, but the word actually is living creature, living, Chayim, high, life, Chayim. So the sea creatures, the birds, they receive, get this, the same bracha, the same blessing as the people. In Bereshith, Genesis 1:22, be fruitful and multiply. And the Chayim, the living creatures, they were initially at first given what we may call a vegan, a vegetarian liberty, similar to that of people, even in Bereshith, Genesis 1, verse 29 to 30. So an important Hebrew term is the nefesh, soul, psyche, chaya, the living soul. And that word for animals or the creatures in the Hebrew is chayim, which basically means living ones. We say the eight chayim, the tree of life, the tree, the eight chayim. Now, eight or it in Amharic, the it becomes a herb. But in the Ge'ez, right, because of the older parental linguistic, it's the same eight, the same tree. But then in the Amharic, we have the itz, the herb. But the Eitz Chayim, the tree of life, literally it's the tree of lives, the tree of lives. So here in this poor reasoning, reading, and feeding, we have the narrative concerning one hung on a tree, one lynched or one hung on a tree, and the prerequisite right there. But this is what is linked to in the new covenant. So we're going to write off today's daily psalm, just seeking to make the segue here and at the fourth day of the Shabuah to get a good groundation on where we're at right here, here, here. But there's a lot that's contained in the Torah reading and feeding. Particularly, we love the compassion to the animals, as we learn from the King Messiah, the King of Kings. As in the teaching, we know that Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, the true good, the true God, according to the scripture, that close identification for animals, and he who be who he be is divine majesty, the might and the power of the Trinity, also showing I and I that example. And even testifying to his Christ, I, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, and the connection right here, Damian Marley, check these two. Nail, pine, cross. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom. Our peace.
Things is getting rough suffer, and some can't find a supper, much less a good breakfast. No, what a lucky thing, sir, Rasta youth no longer go send a tea dreadlocks to the world steadfast. Judges are forbidden, forgive to be forgiven, when another man trespass. Whoa, Eccle, Vectre, Jekyll, and the pot across the kettle. Yo, be careful who your nail punk crack. Be careful who your nail punk crack, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk crack. Be careful who your nail punk crack, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk crack. Today might be for you, but Jah might give me tomorrow. So don't count your waste too fast. You might talk too soon, then your pride off is swallow. Come down off your big high heart. Some preaching religion when inside them hollow. And I dare judgment them bad. Boy, and I go like them a God when that's a hard act to follow. Be careful who you nail punk cross. Be careful who no nail punk cross. Wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cross. Be careful who your nail punk cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cry. Don't show no word, I beg you, don't show no stone if you're living in a house of glass. Do one to others as you do to your own. You never know when you might cross paths. Have a look within, cause another one's win. That should not be your loss. If the table spin, you will laugh up on a grin. Be careful who your nail punk cry. Be careful who no nail punk cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cry. Be careful who your nail punk cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cry. Be careful who no nail punk cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cry. Be careful who no nail punk cry, wah, 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 wah. Be careful who no nail punk cry.
King is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-N-E-G-O, I-N-E-G-O.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So we have the Isis right here, here, here. The Isis, the Mesmor, Mesmor, Amharic, the Hebrew pointing, Mesmor. But from Zamar, the chant, the Isis, today's Isis, we have Psalm 70. So we're going to go through first the Royal Amharic, the verse by verse, comparing, contrasting with the KJV. Oh, from the reasonment, the first reasonment on this Torah, 49th, Ki te tse, bewetah gizeh, in Amharic, bewetah gizeh. The word halal, not to be confused with halal. There's halal, and there's halal. The halal, one who is wounded, mortally wounded or fatally wounded, halal. We also have the sense in the Hebrew like chalila, like to say Jah forbid in that sense. But the word profane or wounded, we have halal. We also have chole, right? Chole, like chole, which means to be sick, like chole, or ani, chole, like I'm sick, to say sick. So we can see the link right there. But particularly of interest, we have halal, there's halal, which is like to boast or to like the halal. So the difference with the H is one H is open, the halal, and the other H is like a fence closed, like halal. That's the one that we're speaking about here, one who is mortally wounded. It may sound similar, like in the Hebrew today's psalm, there's a verse that reads, I am poor and needy. In the Hebrew, it's wa'ani. Modern Hebrew, they'll be like vani, vani, va'ani, right? Oni, right? Wa and wa'ani, ani. And then the next word is basically a similar word, because it's written in English, it'd be like A-N-I. But one is an aleph. The aleph is a softer I. Ani, ani. Like in Amharic, we say inne, inne. And then we have oni, oni, with the ayin, oni, right? This mizmor, the 70th, according to the Hebrew numbers for the frequency, we have mizmor, ayin, ayin. The I is the ayin. As we have the word to say nothing is ayin, ayin. So the nuance is right there, the hard and the soft. We could say the masculine and feminine sounds are very important for the linguistic double helix. But here, 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 make we ride up, ride up, ride up. Let's ride up with a basic ear. Give a basic ear of today's daily psalm.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying, 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 tarrying.
Yeah, look something right here, here, here. Voice, the voice of the poor. Preaching here, the Fredlocks tune, part of the dub. Voice of the pole, Royal Amharic. Yes, I. King of Kings Bible, here, 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 here.
مزمور 69 بقنف 7 لمزمران علقا لمتاسبيا يداويت مزمور عبيتو انين لمادان تملكت عبيتو انين لمردات فتت نفسين يميشوات يفرو يغوس قلوم كفونم يمي مكروبين ودهالاتشو يملسو يفروم እንኳን እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጊዬም አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
مزمور سلسازتين بك النف سبا لما زمران عليك لما التعسبيا يداوج مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات فتت نفسين يمي شواتي فرو يغوس قلوم كفونم يمي مكروب بن ودهالات شو يملسو يفروم انكوان انكوان يميلون افرو وديا ودهالات شو يملسو የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አስተዘግይ
Psalm 70 Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
مزمور سلسازتين بك النف سبا لما زمران عليك لما التعسبيا يداوج مزمور عبيتو انين لما دان تملكت عبيتو انين لما ردات فتت نفسين يمي شواتي فرو يغوس قلوم كفونم يمي مكروب بن ودهالات شو يملسو يفروم እንኳን እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወዲያ ወደኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ግዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አስተዘግይ
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto thee, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
So here from the King of Kings Bible, from the Authorized Revised, 1961, Netzach Kedus, Kenamali Hadassalase, the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Bible right here, just to hear the psalm, just the a cappella, and then we'll go through the verse by verse, comparing and contrasting alongside the KJV, but here.
Mazmur 69, Bekenif 7. ለመዘምራን አለቃ ለመታሰቢያ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን የሚሽዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek? But who want the next verse with Amorek?
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
And here, more verses. Local psalm, but Taloa, very, very important. Here, verse by verse. Yes, I.
Salam Tat, Anayist Aling. Here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Here, from the Mezmure, Dawit, from the chants, the psalms, the Isis of David, and here from the Metzaf Kedus, here from the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, here. Lemezamrana leka, lematesabia, ye Dawit mezmur, lemezamrana leka, lematesabia, Ye Dawit Mezmur. Here, Mezmur, Silsa Zeteng, Bekintwist Seba. Here, Psalm, Mezmur, Silsa Zeteng. Here, the ancient numbering, Psalm 69, Bekintwist, in parentheses, the modern numbering, Mezmur Seba. Here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Here, the theme of today's daily psalm, Ye Chinket Chuhet, Ye of Chinket, anxiety, worry, care, stress, distress, Chinket, more literally, like being in a tight situation, tight spiritually, iritically, tight psychically, or tight in the physical health or wealth, circumstance here, tightness, anxiety, ye chinket chuhet. Here, a cry, a call, chuhet. Some say cry, but cry not in the boo-hoo-hoo sense, but chuhet. It's like a call out, a shout out, a call out, chuhet. Sense of a call out, a cry in the sense of a call out, a shout out, ye chinket of anxiety. Here, compare, contrast with Mezmur Arba, the 40th psalm of Dawit, the 40th psalm here from the Mezmur Dawit, 40th psalm, verses 13 to 17. So here today's daily psalm, Mezmur Seba, Psalm 70, beginning with the superscription, to the chief musician, a psalm, here in the KJV as we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, alongside the KJV. Here the superscription, which Hebraically is the first verse, the small type in most Bibles, where it reads here in the KJV, to the chief musician, to the chief musician, le mezemran aleka, le for mezemran, 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 the chanters, the aizezes, to say, those who give the aizes, to chant the praises, mezemran, mezemran, mezemran aleka, the chief, le metasebia. Here, le metasebia, metasebia, memorial, remembrance, to cause, to be thought about, to be thought on. Le metasebia, from the asebe, hasebe, hashab, hashab in the Hebrew, hasab, hasab, asebe, le metasebia. Here, KJV says to bring to remembrance. So here, we see in the KJV a psalm that's italicized, that's not found here in the Royal Amharic, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Neges, the King of Kings Bible. Instead, it has Ye Dawit of David, Ye of Dawit, of David, of Dawit, Mezmor, a chant, a psalm, Isis. Here we have Isis of David. Now, Hebraically speaking, psalm is not there. Lamnatzeach le Dawit le Hazakir le Hazakir. So to make memorial, one translation of le metasebia, to bring to remembrance. The key right here, to bring to remembrance. What sort of a mizmor? What sort of a mezmor is it? It's a mezmor to bring to remembrance. So this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mezmor Seba, being connected with Psalm 38, and the first verse, look at Psalm 38. We look at Psalm 38 in the superscription right here, so we can give praise with either standing. It says, Lesenbet. 38th Psalm has Lesenbet Metasebia Ye Dawit Mezmor. Here on the idea of to make memorial, to bring to remembrance, here in the 38th Psalm, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Le Metasebia. Le Metasebia, corresponding to the Hebrew, Le Hazikir. Le Hazikir. So there's a memorial offering also that some see connected with today's psalm. So this psalm is a reproduction, it is said, of Psalm 40, verses 14 to 18 in the Hebrew, and in the KJV, verses 13 to 17, with an occasional change of the divine name, Hebraically, to Elohim. To Elohim, Bamarinya, we would have many times the Amlak sense, right? The Amlak, right? The Amlak, the source. And a few textual alterations. The verses, some say, were apparently detached or adapted to form a separate mezmur, a separate chant for use in the Beit HaMikdash, in the House of the Holy, in the Temple Kedase liturgy. Although an individual speaks in his distress, his words were and are to be applied to the needs of the nation. So here we have a short psalm, a short mizmor, the cry, the call of a persecuted one for help. And here being placed after the 69th psalm on account of a kindred nature of its contents. But here, today's psalm, Mizmor Seba, Mizmor Seba, Psalm Chant 70, Mizmor Seba, here. Superscription once again, Le Mezemran Aleka, le metasebia ye Dawit mezmor, for the chief of the chanters, le mezemrana leka, le metasebia, for memorial, to bring to remembrance, to cause to remember, ye Dawit mezmor, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David. Kuter an, verse 1. Abetu, inen le madan temelket. Abetu, inen le merdat fiten. Kuter an, abetu, inen le madan temelket. Abetu, inen le merdat fiten. Here. KJV brings out these verses right here. Make haste, O God, O Elohim, to deliver, I live in me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Here. Make haste, O God, to deliver, to I live in me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Bamarinya, Abetu. My father's father, father of the house, Abetu. Inane, I, le madan, to save, temelket. Pay attention and application. Temelket, to ene, to I. For what reason? Le madan, to save I. Abetu, I, father's father, father of the house. Ene, plus the final ne, for the emphasis of the verb. Inane, I, le merdat, to help, to assist, le merdat, for merdat, fit en, be quick, be fast, fit en, command words here, fit en, abetu, inane le madan temelket, abetu, inane le merdat, fit en, kuter hulet, verse 2. Nefsen yemishuata yferu yguesukwellum kufunem yemiya mekrubin wodecholacho yemelesu yferum. Here, second verse. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart, my hurt. Nefsen yemishuata yferu yguesukwellum. Kufunem yemiya mekrubin, wodecholacho yemelesu yferum. Here. Nefsein, my soul, nefsei, my psyche, nefsein yemishuat, those who seek her, my soul, those who seek my soul, those who seek her, yeferu, may they be afraid. Yeguesukwellum, may they be miserable. Here, brought out as, let them be ashamed and confounded, the sense of confounding, being miserable. Yeguesukwellum, and be miserable. Nefsein, my soul, yemishuat, yemishu, those who seek at, yemishuat, those who seek her, yeferu, may they be afraid. Yeguesukwellum, may they be miserable. Kufunim, and evil, yemi mekru, those who counsel, advise, bing, against I. Kufunim, yemi mekru, bing, wode chalacho, to the back, backward, yemelesu, may they turn, wode chalacho, may they turn to the back, may they turn backward, yeferum, and be afraid. Here, KJV says, let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Here we have Bamarinya, Kufunim, and evil, and the evil, or one can also bring it out as evil, the hurt. Yemi mekrubin, who advise against I, wodecholacho, backward, yemelesu, may they turn backward, yeferum, and be afraid. Kutar source, verse 3. Inqua inqua, yemilun, afro, wadiya, wadakwalacho, yemelesu. Inqua inqua, yemilun, afro, wadiya, wadakwalacho, yemelesu. Here, verse 3, let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha, inqua inqua, inqua inqua, aha, aha, inqua inqua, yemilun. Yemilun, those who like say to me, inqua inqua, like aha aha, like they caught you, they got you. Inqua inqua, yemilun, afro, afro, afro. Interesting right here, afro, be ashamed, let them be ashamed, wadiyao, 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 and like immediately, wadiyao, immediately, like immediately, wadakhalacho, backward to their back, to their back. Yemelesu, yemelesu, let them turn, let them return, let them turn to their back, like let them be backward, but literally let them turn to their back, to their back. Kut al arat, verse 4. Yemishu hulu, be'ante haseta yadirgu, tesim yibelacho. Madanehina yemi wadudu hul gize. Exiaviher talak no yibelu. Here, Kut al Arat, verse 4, KJV has, let all those that seek thee, the eye, male, that seek the eye, rejoice and be glad in thee, the eye. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Here, Kut al Arat, Yemishu, Yemishu, they who seek, Yemishu, Yemishu, Hulu, Hulu, all that seek the I male, Be'ante, in ante, in the I, the pronoun speaking to you, male, Be'ante, Haset, Haset, Yadrigu, Yadrigu, Haset, Haset, a type of rejoicing, being glad, Haset, Yadrigu, Desim, desim, and happiness, yibelacho. Let them be happy, let them say happy. Desim, des, des, happy, desim, and happiness, yibelacho. Yibelacho. Let them literally say, but the sense of be happy. Let them say happy, let them be happy. Madan nehin, yemi wadudu, hul gize. Madan, salvation, madan, madanih. Madanih, the eye male salvation, the eye male medicine in that sense, the sense of the healing, salvation, medicine. Madanihin, yemi weddudu, yemi weddudu, those who, they who love, yemi weddudu, wedede, wedede, some say wadada. Here we have yemi or weddudu, yemi weddudu, those who love. Madanihin, madanihin. Madonna Hin, the emphasis on Madonna Hin, the I male salvation medicine, Yamiya Weddudu, they who love, hul gize, all the time, hul, all, short for hulu, hul, all, gize, time, hul gize, always, all the time, exiaviher talak no, yibelu, exiaviher, Talak no, exiavihir, the sustainer, good, generous, the sustainer, exiavihir, talak, talak, great, talak, we say big, big up, talak no, he's big up, exiavihir, the sustainer is big up, talak no, here, KJV has, let God be magnified, talak, talak, great, big, important, exiavihir, talak no, Talak big nawu, he is yibelu, yibelu. Let them say continually hul gize. Yemishu hulu be'ante haseta yadrigu. Tesim yibelacho. Madanehin yemi wedudu hul gize. Exiav talak no, yibelu. Kuter amis, verse 5. Ene chigrenya na miskinen avetu. Erdain, redate tadagie antenne avetu atazagi. Hear, hear, hear. But I am poor, verse 5. But I, poor and needy, make haste to me, O God, thou, my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Hear, hear, hear. Ine, pronoun I, ine, chigrenya, poor, and chigger, one in chigger, poor, chigrenya, na, and chigrenya, na, I, poor, and miskin, needy, neng, I be, ine, chigrenya na miskinning. Ine, chigrenya na miskinning. I am poor and needy. Ine, chigrenya na miskinning. Abetu. I fathers follow father the house. Abetu. Abetu. Erdine. Help. Help I. Erdine. Erdine, help me, help I. Redate, my help. Tadagie, my deliverer and my deliverer. Redate, tadagie, ante, the I, male, you speaking to male, he, my speaking to he directly, ante, you, ne. Ne, the verb, you be, you are, ante, ne, redate, tadagie, ante, ne, abetu, I fathers follow, ab, of the base, abetu, atazegi, make no tarrying, don't be delayed, no delay, without delay, make no tarrying. Hear, today's psalm, Mezmur, Silsazet Endek and Twist, Seba, Le Mezemran Aleka, Le Matasebia, Yedawit Mezmur, Abetu, Inain, Le Madan Tamelket, Abetu, Inain, Le Merdat Fiten, Nesin, Yemishuata Yferu, Yguesu Quellum, Kufunem Yemima Krubin, Wadahuala Choa Yemeles Yferu. Inquanqua yemilun afro wadiyao wadakhalacho yemeles yemishu hulu the ante haseta yadrigu tesemi belacho madanehen yemi wadidu hul gize exiavi her talak no ibello ene chigrenyana miskinen abet erdain redate tadagie ante ne abetu atazeki.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari. So here, the royal Amharic, the Mentor of Kedus, verse by verse, and it's a little something from the archives, Amharic Nayabingi chanting here, Psalm 70, Mezmore Dawid, by I, 1997, a little chant right here, just a share right here. We're going to come close right here. By the time this is fulfilled, it'll be just about time to go into the grace period. But here, Amharic Nayabingi chanting from the King of Kings Bible, the Mentor of Kedus.
Just one note still. Because the 70th Psalm in English or in the Western Bible is really the next Psalm, the 71st Psalm, which is the prayer in old age. It's Now, I'm not going to write up right now. I'm not going to write up on the 70th Psalm. But know that the 70th Psalm in His Majesty's Bible, in the Mezab Kudus, in the Mezmore Dawit, is actually Sitzah Zet Ein. It's Mezmore Sitzah Zet Ein, which is Psalm 69. Just to make that note on the order of the Psalms, right there. Lineage's touch part, Psalm 70, which is 71 in the Bible, but in the Amarinya, in the Metaf Kudusia Baba Janai, it's 71, Psalm 71 that you have in the King James Bible, Psalm 70. So since we chant on the 70th Psalm, we want to touch upon the Psalm. The Psalm is a long Psalm, you know, for a chant, but a good chant, said way, you know. The good eyes is to chant. But we just want to touch on the word of the song right here, because it's a prayer in old age. I said no superscription heads the song which lacks, they say, all clues to its authorship. It's a prayer offered by an old man who has had to suffer many trials and is still undergoing hardship from relentless enemies. His confidence is in Xavier, to whom he addresses his petition. The speaker, they say, now this is according to Safir Tehillim, it says, the speaker may have been David, others think of Jeremiah. The personal note predominates, however, at times his thoughts turn to the needs of his people. Whoever he was familiar with other psalms and draws upon them to voice his feelings. Yet his prayer possesses a singular beauty and tenderness of its own. Now, there is a superscription. In the Sefer Tehillim of the so-called Jews, their book doesn't have a superscription in the Hebrew. But in the Amarinya, there's a superscription. It says, Mezmor Seba, Seba An. Asal Kedmo, Sile Mareku, Sile Aminadab Lijuch, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Superscription in Amharic reads, Askedmo. Askedmo means beforehand, in advance, previously, already. Askedmo, Silla, because of Mareku, because of his captivity, Silla Aminadab Alijoj, because the people of Aminadab, or the children of Aminadab, Yedawita Mezmor, a psalm of David. That's what it says in the Amarinya. First three verses read, Abetu, Antena Tamen, Lezilem Alfir, Be Sidkea Asat Elenye, Tadagenyim, Jorohin Wodene Azimbel, Ada Lenyim, Be tena kara bota tadanenye zen amlatkana mashigiya hua nenye haile metegiyaye ante nehina. In the eye, O Baba Janoi, O light of life, I father his father, have I taken refuge. May I never be ashamed. I live a I in the eye righteousness and rescue I. Incline the eye ear to eye and save eye. Be the eye to eye a sheltering rock, whereto I may continually resort, which the eye has appointed to save eye. For the eye rock it is, and fortress. However, to the eye are a power, Haile, Metriyayi, Antene. Because the eye are a power and
Yes, the Legault recording right there, 1997. Today's daily psalm and a little portion of Psalm 71 because of the numbering. But here, about to go into the Midrash, calling, 515-602-9761. Got a couple of minutes, catch it on the replay. But here, the 3-1 in the Midrash on today's daily psalm, a cry, a shout, jaw for help. Yes, sir. And here we have Israel Vibration, Poor Man's Dub. Yes, sir.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
Mizmor Ayin, Lam Natseach Le David Laskir. Elohim Lehatsileni. Adonai לעזרתי חושה יבושו ויחפרו מבקשי נפשי ייסוגו אחור ויקלמו חפצי רעתי ישובו על עקב בושתם האומרים האח האח ישיסו וישמחו בך כל מבקשיך ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אלוהים אוהבי ישועתך ואני עני ואביון, אלוהים חושה לי, עזרי ומפלתי אתה, אדוני אל תאחר.
מזמור 69, בקנף 7 למזמרן הלכה, למתחשביה, ידעות מזמור አቤቱ እኔን ለማዳን ተመልከት አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን የሚሽዋት ይፈሩ ይጎስቁሉም ክፉንም የሚመክሩብኝ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይፈሩም እንኳን የሚሉኝ አፍረው ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ የሚሹ ሁሉ ባንተ ሐሴት ያድርጉ ደስም ይበላቸው ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ሁሉ ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ነው ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ አቤቱ እርዳኝ ረዳቴ ታዳጌ አንተ ነህ አቤቱ አትዘግይ ትዘግይ 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 ትዘግይ
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Mizmor Ain, Mizmor Ain, Ain, Mizmor Ain, Mizmor Ain. Lanatzeach le David le Hazkir Elohim le Hatzlein Yahua le Ezrati Husha le Ezrati Husha le Ezrati le Ezrati Husha Yevoshu we Yachperu me bakshe nafshi Yisgu achor Yisgu achor we yikalmu chafetzei raati yashubu Allah aikev bashtam ha omrim yasisu we yismechu beka kola me bak sheka we yomru Tamid, Uyomru Tamid, Yigdal Elohim, Ohevei, Yeshuateka, Ohevei, Yeshuateka, Wani, Oni, We Ebion, Elohim Hushali Ezri Ua Mefalti Ata Yahua Ala Te Achar Alit Achar
It's a little practice right there. Practice right there. Gonna write up the midrash right here.
So let's look at this or hear this
and get to know this psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin. Mizmor Ayin, Mizmor Ayin. Psalm 70, Psalm LXX from the Midrash, from the ancient study of today's daily psalm. For the leader, the psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver, to deliver I. Make haste to help I. O Yahweh, O Jehovah. First and second verse, Hebraically. Lamenatziach leDavid leHazkir Elohim leHatzelein Yahweh leEzrati Chusha. The word remembrance, lehazkir, the word remembrance, memorial, remembrance, is to be read in the light of the verse that we have in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 9. And I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me, they shall remember I in far countries. And they shall live with their children and return. From Zechariah chapter 10 verse 9. And in reward for their remembering me, remembering I shall have them dwell with me, with I. So too, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 51 and 50, go ye, go y'all. Stand not still. Remember Yahweh, Jehovah, from afar. Remember the Lord from afar. Why did HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, say, remember me? Why does the Holy One, blessed be He, say, remember I? Remember me time and time again. Because whenever you, the I, remember I, my heart yearns for you. As is said even in Jeremiah 31 and 19, Ephraim, a darling son to me, a darling son to I. For whenever my word is with him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart yearneth for him. This from Jeremiah 31 and 19. Also, in the verse in 1 Chronicles 16 and 4, which reads, and he appointed certain of Halloween, the Levites, the Lewarian, to minister before the ark of Yahweh, of Jehovah, to bring to remembrance, lehazkir, to bring to remembrance and to thank. Why were Halloween, the Levites, told to lehazkir, to bring to remembrance? Because it is said, remember his marvelous works that he hath done. Remember his marvelous works in the 12th verse of 1 Chronicles 16 and 12. That is to say, remember his marvelous works that he does for you, for the I and I always. Did he not do them for the I, for you? Didn't he do it for you? And did he not redeem Yisrael only that they might bring his marvelous works to remembrance, lehazkir? Hence here, David said, since this is so, I shall bring Ha'el, the true good, the true God, lehazkir, to remembrance, and he will deliver, I deliver as is said, La menat eyach le David le hazkir
Elohim lehat leini Yahuwah leezrati chusha. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer of David, Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance Laminat Eyah Le David Lehazakir. Make haste, make haste, O Elohim, to deliver I, O Elohim, to deliver I, make haste to help I, O Jehovah, Elohim, Lehazaleini. Elohim lehatzeleini Yahuwah leazrati chusha. To whom may David, to whom may David, to whom may David be likened? To the shepherd Haro'eh. In the story of the king Hamelech, who had a flock of sheep, when Hamelech, the king, the melech and the goose, became vexed with them, he turned out the flock, tore down the shed, and let the shepherd go. After a time, Hamelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus Neges, gathered the sheep and rebuilt the shed. But he did not bring Haro'eh, the shepherd, Lehazakir, to remembrance. The shepherd, Haro'eh, said, behold, the sheep are gathered, the shed is built, and I am not brought Lehazakir. Just so, in the previous psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 69, David said, Elohim will save Zion and build the cities of Yehuda. And build the cities of Judah. In Psalm 69, Hebraically verse 36. This is as if to say, behold, the shed is built, and also they shall abide there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love, that love his name shall dwell therein. I have this in Psalm 69, verses 36 to 37. This is as if to say, behold, the sheep are gathered. And in this mizmor, David Haro'eh, the shepherd, asked, and I, shall I not be brought lehazakir, to remembrance? Hence here, in this mizmor, this psalm, le David, lehazakir, of David, to bring to remembrance. Woe yo, woe to the ratchet, woe to the ratchet, the rasha, and the rishaim, woe to the ratchet, the wicked, who in the olam haba, the world to come, will die. They will die out of envy of what they see, seen, and out of anger. For as it is said in Eob, in Job 5 and 2, for anger killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Woe yo to the wicked, to the ratchet, who in the olam haba will die out of envy of what they see, seen, and out of anger. As Eob, Job 5 and 2 says, for anger killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. They will waste away on account, all I have, on account of their envy and anger. As it is said even in today's daily psalm, Yeroshu v'yachperu mibakshe nafshi yisgu achora v'yikalmu chafetzei ra'ati.
Yashubu al aikev bashtam hamri make them be ashamed. Make them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul, my psyche, that seek after her. Yevoshu we're yachperu amibakshe nafshi. Make them be turned backward. Yisugu achor and put to confusion. We yikalm that delight in my heart, that delight in my heart. But I am poor and needy, O Elohim. Make haste to I. Wahani Odni Weebion Elohim Hushali. But I, Wahani, am poor Odni Weebion and needy. Elohim, make haste to me, to I. Hushali, Hushali, hurry to me, hurry to I. Hushali. In a previous psalm, even the Mizmor Main, the 40th psalm, Psalm 40 verse 18, David said, but I am poor and needy. May Adonai think of me, think of I. Wa'ani Oni Weebion Adonai Yahshab Li. Think of me, Adonai, Yahshabli. Adonai, Adonai, think of I. What David was saying, however, in the two verses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, was Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe. Think of I in my poverty and in my need, and thou, the I, wilt then make haste to deliver me, for thou, the I, art my help and deliverer, for the I, Ezri, Uamifalti Ata, for the I, art my help and my deliverer. What is meant by the words Yahuwah, tarry not, Yahuwah, Al-Ti'achar, tarry not, Yahuwah, Al-Ti'achar. What is meant by those words? We have it in today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, verse 6, and in Psalm 40, verse 18, Hebraically. These words, they mean that it is for the I, Ata, and none other, for the I, male, to deliver I, whether today or tomorrow. Hence, it reads, thou art my help and my deliverer, Yahweh, Jehovah, tarry not, Ezri, Mifalti, Ata, Yahweh, Alati Ahar. Isaiah, Isaiah said, the prophet said in Isaiah 50 and 10, who is among you that feareth, that reverenceth Adonai, Adonai, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him, make him trust in the name of Yahuwah, the name of Jehovah, and stay upon Elohayo, upon his Elohim, his true good, his true God. This is as if Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as if Elohim said, who among you was in trouble and called upon me and called upon I, that I did not answer? Who was in darkness that I did not give light to? Who? So Nebuchadnezzar, he said in Daniel 3:18, Blessed be the Elohim, the true good, the true God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent Malako, his angel, and delivered his servants that trusted in him. And Darius said also in Daniel chapter 6, verse 24, Darius said, Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he trusted in Elohayo, in his Elohim, his true good, his true God. And scripture says in Isaiah 26:4, trust y'all in Yahuwah and Jehovah forever, forever. For Yahuwah Jehovah is Elohim, the true good, the true God, and everlasting rock. Hence, David said, surely this is the divine, the divine promise. Surely this is the divine, divine promise. I, too, will trust in thee, in the I, Atah. Do not put I to shame.
Psalm 70. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame, that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
Mizmor Ayin, Lamnatseach le David Laskir. Elohim lehatzileni, Adonai leezrati husha. יבושו ויחפרו מבקשי נפשי, ייסוגו אחור ויתקלמו חפצי רעתי. ישובו על עקב בושתם האומרים האח האח, יסיסו וישמחו בך כל מבקשיך, ויאמרו תמיד יגדל אלוהים אוהבי ישועתך. ואני עמי ואביון, אלוהים חושה לי, עזרי ומפלטי אתה, אדוני אל תאחר.
King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Namu, King Selassie at the Almighty Eye. Namu, Namu.
Greater than the greatest, stronger than the strongest, tougher than the toughest, heavier than the heaviest, the Almighty Power.
faithful El, the faithful Hael, Hael HaNeman, Shomer HaBerit, the one who keepeth, he who be, who keepeth covenant with HaChesed, and mercy, and loving kindness, and mercy, and Chesed, with HaChesed, Le Ohabayu, Le Ohabayu, keepeth mercy to them that loveth him, Ule Shomrei, Mitzvotayo, and keepeth his commandments, Le Eleth Dor, to a thousand generation.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
We have for the Torah reading and feeding for the strong for the 7 days, an aliyah a day, and here we have the third and the fourth to share right here, as we're moving forward to the fifth day, just to get a good ear, a good hear right here, for this ki tei.
And here, Shema'ah, Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for the third reading, third up offering, here for this Shabbat, Kitei, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 22, here at verse 8, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering up, third reading. Ki Tivne Bayita Chadash with Asita Ma'ike Le Gageka We loa tasima damima be beiteka ki ipola hanofel mimenu. When thou buildest a new house, ki tivne bayit chadash, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, with asita maik legageka, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, willo tasima damima bebeteka. If any man fall from thence, from there, Kia yipola hanofela mimen. Here, the law of separation, verse 9. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard, thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard, thy vineyard, be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four corners, quarters, upon the four quarters of thy vesture. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. The innocent wife, the innocent Isha, Eshet, protected. Verse 13. If any man take a Isha, a Eshet, a wife, and go into her, and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity to the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say to the elders, I gave my daughter to this man to wife, to Isha, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him and discipline him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of kesef of silver and give them to the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel. And she shall be Ishto, his wife. He may not put her away all his days. The guilty wife, the guilty Isha, Eshet, to be stoned. Verse 20. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's bait, her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel, to play the whore in her father's bait, in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. If a man be found lying sexually with a woman married to an husband, if a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die, 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 die. Both, 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 both. The man that lay sexually with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away evil from Israel. If a damsel, that is, a virgin be betrothed to an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie sexually with her, then ye all shall bring them both, 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 out to the gate of that city, and ye all shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he hath humbled his neighbor's Isha, Eshet, his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away evil from among you. But If a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her and lie sexually with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. But to the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin, no hatiat, no uckery worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none, no one to save her. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie sexually with her, and they be found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of kesef of silver, and she shall be ishto, his wife. Because he hath humbled her, he may not put her away all his days. A man shall not take his father's isha, his father's wife, nor discover his father's skirt. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Deuteronomy chapter 23, divers regulations. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Jehovah. Even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation, the aggregation of Jehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah. Even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, forever. Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way, when y'all came forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee, Balaam, the son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse thee, Nevertheless, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, would not hearken to Balaam, but Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, turned the curse into a baraka, a blessing to the I, because Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, loved thee. Thou shalt not seek their peace, their shalom, nor their prosperity all thy days forever. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here. For the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth of offering, the Rebbe'i Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Ki Teitze, Sabbath, when thou goest forth. Here. Deuteronomy chapter 23, here at verse 7. Verse 7 in the KJV, verse 8 in the Sefer, here in the Chumash. Lo titta'e ba'edomi yakiya achika hu. Lo titta'e ba'mitzri kiya ger hayita be'arzo. thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Lo tita'ev Edomi ki achikahu. Thou shalt not abhor an Egyptian, a Kemite, because thou wast a stranger in his land. Lo tita'ev Mitzri ki ger hayita be'arso. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation, aggregation of Yahweh, of Jehovah, in their third generation. When the host goeth forth against thine enemies, then keep thee eye from every wicked, from every ratchet thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chanceth him by night, then shall he go abroad out of the camp. He shall not come within the camp. But it shall be when evening cometh on, he shall wash himself with water. And when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, whither, where thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be, when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and shalt turn back and cover that which cometh from thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim walketh in the midst of thy the I camp to deliver to I liver the I and to give up thine enemies before thee I. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, be set apart, that he see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. Thou shalt not deliver thy liver to his master, the servant, which is escaped from his master to thee. He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in that place which he shall choose, in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Thou shalt not downpress him. There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the bait, the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah the I Elohim, for any vow. For even both these are abomination la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not lend upon usury interest to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh. Usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury interest. To a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury interest, but to Achika, thy brother Wendemeh, thou shalt not lend upon usury interest, that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee, in all that thou settest Yadika, the I Yad, I hand to in the land whither where thou goest to possess it, to possess her. When thou shalt vow a vow, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, thou shalt not slack to pay it. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim will surely require it of the I. And it would be Chatiyat, it would be Ukkari, lack, sin, forfeiture in the I. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no chatiyat, it shall be no sin, no lack, no ukkari, no forfeiture in the eye. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform, even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, which thou hast promised with thy mouth, 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 thy mouth.
Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
Yes, 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 the end of season. The reason for the season. Interesting in Jah law, you know, of course, let's reason on it. You know, we have a pattern, a principle for a new people, a nation. Even we have there, and no pun intended, but like a pooper scooper law, you know, like because it says that, you know, like if a man have to relieve himself, he's supposed to cover it up, like, because Jah walks in the camp, so he's not, he don't want Jah to step in. He's going to come deliver I and I. So it's just kind of interesting that even some of those fine details are there. But here, just to share this on the air for the Wednesday, for the 18th, the Buhe. What is Buhe? It's the Ethiopian Orthodox festival concerning the transfiguration of HaMashiach, of Yeshua, of Christos, of Christ, the feast, the festival of the transfiguration. Yes, I weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, yes, I, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, yes, I.
To look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the jet. Tell all the Gentiles them to come, one come to look upon Jah, pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, to seek in Rastafari.
Malcolm, Buhay, Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white, was clean as snow. Yes.
To look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. So not the jet, tell all the Gentiles them to come, run come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on,
Mount Zion birds shall sing and say, Hallelujah.